Hello everyone and happy new year. Oh, we've all landed in 2022 and I don't know about you, but oh gosh, do you know, I could not be happier. I think I've mentioned on my last couple of pods that I'm not really a fan of January, even though it's my birthday month, just because the weather's a bit crap. But saying that, in the UK, well, in the part that I'm in, which is about 30 miles from London, the weather has been fantastic. And I think it was saying, I saw it on the news the other day, that it was like 16 degrees on New Year's Day in London. How mad is that? I mean, January is supposed to be bloody cold. So yeah, I mean, I know it's supposed to be cold, but I hate the cold. Anyway, 3rd of January, and I am up, raring to go. One of my goals this year is to get up at 6 a.m. every morning, or earlier if I need to, because I found that last year I was just time poor. I just never seemed to have enough time for anything, and kept hitting the snooze button when I was in bed. You know, oh, just five more minutes, which went to 10, then went to 20, and all of a sudden it'd be an hour and I would literally be running out of bed, running into the shower, and, you know, literally just throwing makeup on my face, and would get into the office and think, oh my goodness, what the hell happened? So I do not want that this year, definitely not. So today for me is like a really special day. I have my friend Becky coming down from Essex today, and I haven't seen her in, well, put it this way, I'm 42 this month, and I've known Becky since I was 9 years old, and I haven't seen her since I was 13, which is just, it's what, near on 30 years. And it was about it was about 4 or 5 years ago, and this is the power of social media, when social media can just be amazing. And Becky got in touch with me because I was doing this thing with single mothers. And anyway, the single mother thing never worked. But I remember her getting in touch with me and saying, do you fancy doing something together, like maybe a podcast, or, you know, what do you think? And I was so up for it. And I was like, oh my God, yes. Well, it never, ever happened. But what did happen was myself and Becky just, well, we've got this most amazing friendship now. We speak all the time. And I can honestly say, even though I haven't seen her in 30 years, she is one of my closest friends, and which I think is quite remarkable, you know, as, you know, we just send voice notes to each other on WhatsApp, and we've just spoken about so much stuff, you know, business, family, just everything. And anyway, she's coming down today, and we're actually going to record our first podcast together. Bex got in touch with me about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and she was like, this podcast, should we do it? And I was like, yes. And we are now doing it. I just can't believe it. I cannot believe it. And I'm so excited. So that is my Monday. And then we're actually going to another friend's for some lunch today. So it's a really good way to kick off the first Monday of 2022, the new year. And it's kind of like a, right, this is the way it's going to be kicked off. This is going to be great. And this is the way that, you know, I want everything to kind of follow on from this. So I also wanted to talk to you about, I mentioned in my last pod about setting goals. And I wanted to talk to you about this guy. Actually, funnily enough, Becky, she recommended me to him, but I hadn't really got around to listening to him. And he's called Brendan Burchard. And if you haven't ever heard of him, look this guy up. He is fantastic. So don't quote me on this, but I think he's kind of like a life coach. And anyway, I, being honest, I probably might not have got around to listening to him. But on New Year's Day in the evening, he was doing a live on Facebook. And I just thought, oh, I'm going to listen. And I am so glad that I did. I mentioned to you all that I had done a lot of mindset work last year. But it's not something that I think, oh, well, I've done it now. I'm at the place where I need to be, you know, mindset wise, is something that I have to carry on. And I definitely think, you know, it has to kind of, it went into just being second nature for me. So it's kind of become part of me now. So, which I think is literally just so positive. I can't talk, it's because I haven't had a cup of tea yet. It's so positive. So anyway, I started listening to him and he was talking about, you know, what better time than 2022 if you want to up level your life, to achieve those goals, to, you know, and those goals could be anything. They literally could be anything from starting a new hobby to working on yourself to starting a new job to starting a new business. Losing weight, getting healthy physically, getting healthy mentally. It could be absolutely anything. And, you know, he's one of those people that you listen to and you're kind of, you're watching and you're going, yes, yes, I totally agree. Oh my God, this is so right. And, you know, don't quote me on this, but he was talking about his model, and this is probably in the wrong order, but the first thing on the model was get intentional with yourself. You have to get intentional. It's, you know, if you want to say, you know, in regards to myself, I mentioned that I really struggle with being overweight, and I am lighter than I was last year, which is just fantastic, but I still have a long way to go, and I have to be intentional with myself and effectively set a plan, which for me, myself and my PT on the 10th of this month are going to sit down on a Zoom call and we're going to do a plan for this year so that I can get to the end of the year and I can get comfortably into my jeans, but not just that, that I'm healthy. And I just, you know, that's the most important thing at the end of the day. And then he was saying that you get intentional with yourself, but it's, you have to go so much more further than that. And then say you start the gin, don't start the gin. I mean, you could start the gin, the gym. So say if you're going to the gym and you got intentional with yourself, you've paid for your membership and you start going to the gym, but you then need to kind of make it a habit, because you can go once or twice, can't you? But you need to make it then into a habit and don't fall off the wagon effectively. And then that habit turns into a practice, so that when you're going to the gym, you're not just doing maybe, I don't know, maybe say 30 minutes, but all on the same stuff. You're pushing yourself so you get better. And then, I don't know if this is completely in order, so you would have to go and have a look. And obviously this is Brendan Burchard's model, not mine. But then all of a sudden, I think I've missed out a couple in the middle, but that becomes second nature. And it did really remind me of the mindset work that I did, because it does become second nature. And then it just becomes you. That's a part of you. And it was just the best thing to listen to. And if you can go and listen to it, I think you will probably find it on Growth Day. I think it's under Growth Day on Facebook. Or maybe just search for Brendan Burchard. And hopefully it will come up. But it's definitely worth a listen to, because it really gets you into that real positive mindset that, you know, I think we can all do with, to be honest with you. I think it always helps. It's not going to not help. So I listened to that, and that just made me get even more intentional. And I actually had already planned all my goals, but I sat down and I kind of embellished them even more. And it was just really positive. So this pod's not going to be particularly long today. The other thing that I wanted to cover was when my pod will be released. So this one will be released on today, on the 3rd. And then it will be the 10th of January and every 2 weeks from there. So I'm going to cover so much. And, you know, I want this to be a happy place. I want it just to be a very chilled out environment, so that, you know, you can listen while you're running, or, you know, you're in the bath, or you're having that, you know, 10, 15, 20 minute, or however long the pod will be. They're probably going to be about half an hour each. And if we have a guest on, then maybe 45 minutes to an hour. And I have some great guests lined up. Two of them, I have a nutritionist, a health coach, which is going to be really interesting. This particular lady really helped me, really did. I would not have apple cider vinegar and cocoa or cacao or however you say it in my cupboard now if it wasn't for this lady. She just makes you look a totally different way at food. I also have lined up a personal trainer. Again, this is actually my personal trainer, who's going to come on and speak to you about the importance of exercise and, you know, how it can benefit you. So she's going to be coming on as well. And then I've got some other people lined up. So it's going to focus quite heavily around, you know, 35 plus, hitting your 40s. We're going to touch on some family bits and pieces as well. Working mothers and entrepreneurship and business. And also my new idea, what I have coming out very, very soon, that can actually and will definitely benefit entrepreneurs. So I am so excited about that. But I will leave you now and have a fantastic first week of 2022. And remember, and this is probably, you know, I can't remember who gave me this advice, but I have read it quite a few times. And I really tend to listen to this. And it's, remember to celebrate the little wins and work towards the little wins. Sometimes if you've got big hurdles to overcome, it can become quite overwhelming. And so therefore, what I say is those little wins turn in, they ultimately turn into the big wins anyway. It's like that saying, if you look after the pennies, my nan used to say this, if you look after the pennies, the pounds will look after themselves. And it is very, very, very much the same with, you know, your goals. Celebrate the small goals, try and hit the small goals that will then ultimately turn into the big goals. Have a fantastic week, everyone, and I will speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.